This is an interview with Nick Sandiland on the occasion of the private view of his solo show Off Centre at the Circus Gallery. What does performance mean to you, and how important is it to your work?
Performance, I would say, is pretty central to the work. In a sense, there's a live element that runs through the work. The popular notion of performance is you go and see something in an arena that's framed by proscenium arch. Let's say it's a live performance. And there's always a frame in that sort of thought of what a performance is. It's framed by something. And those frames are convention, and they aren't really about performance. They're about association. And if we take away those frames, what are we going to see? And that's the performance that I'm interested in. What we are actually witnessing, something that's executed, that's shown by somebody else to you. And I don't exclude that as a one-way thing. I tend to think of it as two-way. So you can perform to somebody else while they're performing to you, even if you are given this name of an audience or a viewer in a gallery. You're just as much as a performer.
What interests you about the relationship between the viewer and performer?
I've always been interested in interactive work. So the idea of the viewer or the audience as a performer is very, very strong. And I think it's about the relationship between people. It's I did a piece quite a long time ago called Remote Dancing, which I did with choreographer Rosemary Lee. And that was very simple in its arrangement. You came across a person when you entered a long corridor, and at the far end of the corridor, you saw somebody. This is a performer. And as you approached them, they approached you in the same way that you would approach yourself in a mirror. And it's that sort of relationship that puts these two people on an equal setting, you and the person performing. And I'm interested in seeing what the performer can say about your body. Yeah. So it's very much about acknowledging your body, not this lights out and watching something else and then disappearing into that frame. It's coming back to the frame I was saying beforehand. I'm very anti this frame. I like it sometimes. I enjoy going to see things. I love watching film. I think film is wonderful. But for my own work, I'm interested in dissolving this frame and seeing the relationship between my body and the body that I witness. Now, that body might be doing very athletic things. That body might be doing everyday things. It's that relationship and how I imagine myself as that other body, the empathy between the two that interests me.
Our cultural programme explores the spirit of the circus, the powers of ideas and action. How do you feel this is relative to your work?
I teach at university and I do a fair amount of sort of academic sort of contextualization of the work that I do. And I'm very interested in a branch of philosophy called phenomenology. And that's very much about the body. I don't know if you read a bit about it, there's a number of philosophers, particularly a guy called Merleau-Ponty, Maurice Merleau-Ponty, who wrote a seminal text in the 50s. And his view is very much akin to how I feel as a performer. Really, as a person who lives in a body and is part of that body and is inseparable from that body. And it's the idea that as we grow up, I suppose, as we discover the world, through our body. And we discover actions and ideas through our body. They're informed by our body. They're part of it. They're inseparable. So the idea of, let's say, I'm looking at my teacup at the moment, and I either think, teacup, it can be picked up. You know, it's got a volume, it's got a sort of an essence. I know that through engaging with it. I know that because I know I can reach out and pick it up. Now, I can only reach out and pick it up because I've evolved that capacity. There's a potential there to engage my body. And I feel that, you know, when I watch performance, and you're talking about circus, I think the last time I went to see a circus was with my daughter. But having said that, there's a lot of flying and things that is involved in contemporary dance that brings it out of that frame, which I particularly like. On the surface, you could say, okay, it's a spectacle. And I think spectacle is I suppose it used to be a bit of a taboo word in contemporary art. It's like, well, you're not acknowledging the real world. But I think I know a lot of circus performers, and circus skills are embodied in contemporary dance very much, as are martial arts, and as are all of those bodily aesthetics. to me, it's not CGI. It's not the escapism that you get with contemporary mainstream. It's very much you are in a shared space. That frame that I talked about, whether it be, you know, I suppose a classic big top or something, it's shattered by people being up in the rigging. They're in that three-dimensional space that we share. I can empathise with people. I don't think circus would work if you couldn't empathise with the person who's moving. And they're not supermen. They're not superhuman. They're human doing, I suppose, highly skilled things. I can imagine myself being there, so I suppose I can imagine myself doing that if I, you know, were trained as much as they were. I suppose going back to that phenomenology thing, Merleau-Ponty talks about extending the body. There's another contemporary philosopher who talks about going beyond the skin, the body extending beyond the skin. You can feel the movements that other people do. And I think that becomes part of my experience without going off on another track. I could talk a little bit about neurology in that, and there's some interesting things that are sort of being developed in that. But I do believe that we learn by watching other people's actions. We understand that flow, the movement. We can catch the timing, the dynamics that happen, and witness that and embody it. We can't necessarily execute it because we haven't gone through the practice of training, but we can feel those movements. I can feel those movements, and again, it wouldn't work if we couldn't. So I think that there's a lot that can be taught about your body by witnessing those things, and through our body we develop ideas. So I suppose, you know, that does inform us. That does inform our at a deeper root than just cerebrally. It's very much to do with our essence of being a human being, of being physical and active and engaged in the world.
The circus transports people from the day to day. It offers new perspectives and challenges patterns of behaviour and thought. How do you think that your work short-circuits people's expectations of the everyday? And what role does technology play?
The everyday is, I choose to use the word everyday, and pedestrian is also comes into what I talk about, you know, everyday actions that people do. Everyday actions that people do are fascinating and wonderful and always surprising because we're different bodies and people do actions in different ways. The everyday sounds mundane because it's used in that context, but I want to elevate the everyday in status to say, let's revisit this and dismiss our preconceptions. To say, okay, well, we sort of know what happens, but then we're blocking things out a little bit. And let's just look at things in detail and put a magnifying glass or a frame up to it and represent those things. So I think, you know, circus again elevates the everyday. I mean, there's the bodies in space. What could be more everyday than bodies moving in space? You know, that's in dance and that's in our everyday actions. So these are the things that I think reflect back to us. And in my work, I'm representing those things. I'm saying, look at this. In Gravity Shift, we've got a range of people. We've got trained dancers. We've got non-trained dancers, like our production manager who's moving around. I personally find them both equally captivating for different reasons. And I love watching these different bodies, different shapes as well. You know, anybody can dance. You know, that can be a contentious issue, but anybody can dance. You can social dance. You can move in space. You can flow through space. And it's wonderful to watch people doing that. We've always been meshed in with technology. You say technology now, and I suppose we think of computers and high tech. Technology is the root of the word technology is technos or techne. Or technike, I think, in Greek, which is the same root as technique. So technology and technique are interchangeable. They overlap with each other. So a performance technique is a technology. It's the way you employ your body. And I think we can visually try and prize the two apart. And it's our tendency as human beings to categorize and say, this is one thing and this is the other thing. But those are, you know, social constructs that once you pull them apart, you can say, well, actually, there is no real difference. They are tools. We're employing them. We're developing them. So I do use contemporary technology. contemporary technology is something that we engage with all the time. We engage with computers. I have this horrible habit with my iPhone that everybody else has, that we instantly look up something from Auntie Google. So we're connected with Google, and we're tapping out with our finger, doing little movements and swiping. You know, we've embodied those swipes within 2 seconds, and my kids have as well. So that's how we engage with technology. That's how we view the world. So it seems to make sense to use that technology to explore our movement as it is.
What role does humour play in your work? How do you feel it helps to create a shared experience?
I think I make a piece that's far too serious, and then I tweak it a bit, and it makes me a bit less pompous about the work. It does make the piece accessible. And also, humour is about surprise, really. You know, you show something and you tweak it. Slapstick has been around and reinterpreted a million times. And I think I used to see the old, you know, Buster Keaton movies when I was a kid and think, oh, I don't find them very funny. And I think that's because the language has been, you know, taken again and again and again. And I saw those jokes in a cartoon or something, and I thought, well, what is that about? And then when you sort of get older, you sort of reflect on these things, you think, oh, okay, I can see where the roots are and where that's going. I can see how to employ that in this work. But our understanding of slapstick is pretty universal. You know, somebody falls over, it is silly and it's just funny because you don't expect them to. So I find it, again, an empathetic thing. We can all relate to that as human beings in bodies. We do those things. Hopefully no serious injury has occurred and we can carry on. But we do have a sinister side, and maybe that's a sort of a dark humour that's coming up that is accessed in it. I think it sort of brings it down to a sort of an equitable level.
An interview by Adriana Pace, curator of the Circus Gallery, with Nick Sanderland about his solo show Off Centre.